Iodometric Determination of Copper. Introduction. Copper wire surrounds our daily lives. It has a lot of uses. The most important use of copper wire is to conduct electricity. Copper is a good electricity conductor, but its conductivity decreases with the presence of impurities, other metals different from copper. Consequently, it is very important to produce copper with a high purity, only copper. The purest copper is electrolytic copper, which is obtained by electrolytic deposition. Electrolytic copper has a purity of 99.99%. The industry that produces electrolytic copper, and also the industry that buys this product, need to control its purity. To control the purity, there are several analytical methods. One of them is an iodometric titration. In this lesson, we are going to quantify the percentage of copper wire by an iodometric titration. As you know, titrations are quantitative analysis methods. There are four types of titrations: acid-base, complexometric, precipitation, and redox. The method used to quantify the percentage of copper contained in a wire is a redox titration, the fourth titration type. A complexometric titration can be used for the determination of copper, but the redox method presents less interference than the complexometric method. The redox method used is an iodometric one. In an iodometric method, a solution of iodide is oxidized to iodine by the analyte, copper in this case. Then the generated iodine is reduced by thiosulfate, the standard solution. Iodine forms an intensely blue complex with starch. When all the iodine is spent, the blue color disappears. This titration can be formed in a moderate acid medium, pH 3 to 5. This method is useful for the determination of copper in ores, salts, solutions, wire, and alloys.